This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Reports of influenza and other respiratory illnesses are higher than what would normally be seen in the U.S. at this time of year, the CDC says. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, CDC director, said flu activity is starting to increase across much of the country, especially in the southeast and south central U.S. Not everybody got flu vaccinated last year, and many people did not get the flu. So that makes us ripe to have potentially a severe flu season. Typical flu seasons ramp up in December and usually peak in February. Flu and similar viral illnesses are notably high in Arkansas, California, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas in both children and adults. On Wednesday, a San Diego school district said there were hundreds of absences at a local high school, likely due to an outbreak of the flu. Most kids had a cough, sore throat, congestion, and fever. Tests for COVID so far have been negative. Several students, however, have tested positive for the flu. A state-appointed work group is proposing a new permit system for floaters on the Bear Trap Canyon stretch of the Madison River. The measure is aimed at reducing congestion in the launch area and improving data collection, but opponents worry that it could restrict public access. The details are described in a one-page document within the Madison River Work Group's broader set of recommendations to the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission. The work group spent the last year refining the proposals, which are aimed at reducing social conflict and crowding along one of the most heavily fished rivers in the state. Included are recommendations to cap the number of commercially guided trips down the Madison River at 2019 or 2020 levels, and to collect more data on non-commercial use, partially through adopting a float permit system along the river's upper and lower reaches. The work group proposed a separate permit system for non-commercial floaters who take trips down the approximately 9-mile Bear Trap Canyon section of the river, just downstream of Ennis Lake. The segment is well known for its rapids, and it's a popular route for whitewater rafting. Work group members recommended that officials initiate the Bear Trap Canyon float permit system in 2023. They outlined daily launch times when floaters would have to start their trips. The windows would be staggered 30 minutes apart between 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. Four of the 21 launch times would be blacked out for commercially guided parties, and a maximum of 16 people could be included in a permitted group of floaters. After 2 years, officials would review the launch data to determine if further actions were needed. The Madison River Work Group said that a new permit system would help to ease congestion in the limited launch area, where they say social conflict sometimes arises when multiple parties arrive at the same time. The measure is also aimed at protecting the river and its resources from the threats associated with the unregulated growth of floating recreation. However, any management action that's made in the Bear Trap Canyon reach of the river would ultimately fall under the purview of the Bureau of Land Management, not Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. That's because the waterway flows through the federally managed Lee Metcalf Wilderness. BLM knows that the numbers often exceed the limits of acceptable use for the stretch, which is identified at 6 parties a day. A new fishing access site has been permanently established on the Beaverhead River for recreationists to enjoy. The Beaverhead Trails Coalition donated Cornell Park to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks last month. The 3.5-acre parcel, now known as Cornell Park Fishing Access Site, is just west of Dillon along 10 Mile Road. The site had been open to the public for several years. John and Phyllis Erb, the previous owners of the property, donated it to the public. The new fishing access site will provide river access and day use opportunities close to Dillon. There are several improvements to the property, including fencing around some trees to protect them from beavers, removing dead and unsafe trees and limbs, basic stream bank stabilization, and signage. FWP plans to continue making site improvements in the future, including adding a boat ramp and a vault toilet, as well as park facilities. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.